This is the Black and Blue Report presented by ABC Insurance Agencies, a better choice for insurance. Now from Studio B, or wherever the Saints or Pelicans might be, here's Sean Kelly.
Hey gang, come on in. It's the Black and Blue Report, the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans. Good to be back in Studio B with you. I'm Sean Kelly. Daniel Salerson's here as well. And we're set to go for our Wednesday edition here from the headquarters of your New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans. Busy time in football. Free agency about to begin here in the NFL. And plenty of talk. Even this morning, Brandon Marshall made the news. He wasn't on the market long. There are reports that he is going to the New York Football Giants. Basically changing locker rooms.
Yeah, doesn't have to travel far.
No, he doesn't. Just down the hallway there at MetLife Stadium. So that is going to heat up, certainly, and certainly the Saints talk will also pick up. It's interesting, Daniel, talking to fans and whatnot. Everybody, some opinions are aligning and others are all over the map. You know, we got to have a shutdown corner. We got to have a new guard. We got to go get an elite pass rusher and free agency and all that. This will be a fun watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And there's what I thought was funny yesterday is when the period began that it's called legal tampering. And it kind of sounds like an oxymoron to me. Like, yeah, tamper away legally. And it just kind of threw me off guard. Like in the NBA, you have the moratorium period where you can't even, you know, breathe, assign a contract. But right. In the NFL, it's legal tampering. And the NFL is tweeting about this stuff, even though it's unofficial. It's a very weird thing to me.
It's just totally different from the NBA.
Yeah.
Like for example, you and I, during the moratorium for the NBA, we would get fined.
Yeah.
Because we're employed by the team.
You couldn't say a word.
But today, we could say whatever we want on the free agent side for the New Orleans Saints.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to.
No.
But we could if we really wanted to.
No, but that Marshall pickup, have him alongside Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, that offense now for the Giants, another weapon alongside him?
Well, yes. It's interesting. I think that he's got a little more in the tank, too. Not too much, but we'll see. And I mentioned the Saints' needs and all that and the opinions of fans. I think I don't think anybody's too far off with that. And I think the Brandon Cooks thing is going to get interesting as well. Whatever happens, that discussion seemingly won't go away. I think that for us here on the Black and Blue Report, I kind of like to just see what happens and react from there. And then we'll effort to get a guest on to help us kind of sort things out. Because then that also then sets up what your needs are draft-wise.
Right.
One's got to come in front of the other.
Exactly. Yes. And I think you guys talked to Mickey Loomis about it last year as far as what does he prefer, the draft before free agency or free agency before the draft. And this is kind of the nice thing that you can go into free agency, and if things don't work out with getting a certain position need, that he can go in the draft and go, okay, that is our focus with our first-round pick. This is our focus on our second-round pick. So it is nice having those options when you do have your draft picks available.
Yeah, I agree. Before we transition over to the Pelicans, what's the time limit? You know, the people who put the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, red ball on the front of their car at Christmas time?
Yeah.
What's the time limit that you have to have that thing off of there?
The day after Christmas.
I kind of agree. There's a car in our parking lot today that still has the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer nose on the front grill of the car.
I'm not a fan of it in general, so I feel like my thing is don't even have it on the car.
Yeah, it won't be on my car. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But
no, I feel like with anything,
it's almost St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think it's like the Christmas tree where you say the goal is to maybe have it down by New Year's. You can kind of leave it up that 1 week grace period. I think we've hit that with Rudolph. Maybe substitute that with a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day? Or
are you out of bounds if you were to say go out of the parking lot and just pull it off yourself?
As long as there's no security cameras, yeah, I'm all for it. But if that's one of my boss's cars, then no, I'm not going to do it.
I don't think it's one of my boss's cars.
Okay, I hope not.
It's got to be a visitor.
But if it accidentally falls off, I'm not going to be upset. If it's rolling around in the parking lot when we walk out today.
And your hands are tinged with red, whatever it is?
Just from lunch or something, I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Pelicans are back home tonight. The Raptors are in town. And their organization, as you have to say it the Canadian way, organization, is still trying to work their way through the loss of Kyle Lowry right now. And they're holding their own a little bit.
They're 4-2.
Yeah, they're 4-2 without him. It'll be a very tough opponent tonight for the Pelicans who come home after that loss at Utah on Monday. David Wesley's here. We'll talk with him in just a moment about what's happening with the Pelicans and then to preview tonight's game against Toronto. It is Anthony. You have the Anthony Davis bobblehead, don't you?
I do. It's right up there.
That's one of the best looking bobbleheads I've seen.
You know what's funny is you put it next to the one from the Hornets when it was his first year here.
Yes.
And just his hairstyle and stuff. It's like a completely different person.
Yeah, it really is. It's got his, he wears the leggings now.
He's got his wrist, a little bracelet too, because he always wears a bracelet on his right hand. They have it on there
and
too.
And now the full beard as well. So that's good looking. Brought to you by Whitney Bank.
First 8,000 tonight.
Yes. So that's a great giveaway. There are still some tickets available for tonight's game. So come on out and cheer on the Pelicans. All right, David Wesley on a Wesley Wednesday to talk about that. We'll also ask David about Dirk Nowitzki, who hit 30,000 points last night.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It was great to see Mark Cuban's response, too, just hugging him for like 15 or 20 seconds after that play. It was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, those two have made, they've done well for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way.
It also caused for Twitter to go to some throwback pictures of Dirk Nowitzki, which was entertaining in itself.
And very much so. We knew it was coming this season. We just didn't know kind of when. It's been kind of been counting down. I'm really glad for him to get to do it at home.
Right.
Look, I have no love for the Dallas Mavericks. I really don't. And anybody who's a Pelicans / former New Orleans Hornets fan obviously is in the same boat I am. But every once in a while, you got to tip your cap.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
A guy like Dirk, I mean, such a great guy, too. And only one of three players to get 30,000 points with one team. So that's what you love about him, too, is how...
Kobe?
Mm-hmm. I think Karl Malone was this.
Karl Malone, yes.
And then Dirk.
Karl had 36,000, by the way. 36,000 points.
That's crazy. And they also brought up now is who's next?
LeBron.
Yeah, but after, I think they're saying after LeBron, there's a big drop-off as far as who might. They're talking about Kevin Durant is at 11,000. Obviously, can he get to 30?
He's young enough to.
Yeah. But other than that, you kind of go down and listen like, man.
Wade won't get there.
Mm-mm.
And he doesn't have time left. But LeBron's only 2,000 away.
Yeah, he'll easily get it.
But and really, it would have been a really great night in my eyes if Dirk would have gotten 30,000 and Dallas would have lost.
Yes.
To the Lakers.
And the Thunder would have won with Westbrook scoring 58.
58. We'll ask David about that, too. Yeah, the Pelicans needed losses last night for both the Blazers and the Mavericks. It didn't happen. And then tonight on Pelicans warm-up, we'll kind of run down where things are.
Yep, Nuggets are in action tonight. They take on the Wizards at home. Wizards are playing very well now.
Yes, okay.
They
begin
the
West
Coast trip. But I think the main thing is we were talking about this off the air is, we can scoreboard watch all we can, but Pelicans have to take care of their business themselves too because 18 games to go, that margin of error, that window is closing. That's
yes,
for sure.
Yes. Home debut for Jordan Crawford tonight, who joined the team on Monday. Had a nice Pelicans debut, to say the least. We'll see if he can back that up here again tonight. And, of course, the tip-off is at 7. More on that as we wrap up the show. We'll take a quick break, and when Daniel and I come back, we'll bring in David Wesley on a Wesley Wednesday here at the Black and Blue Report.
We all know Saints fans are humble, hardworking, likable, and the most devoted fans in the league. All of that takes energy. The energy you get from a warm bowl of Campbell's Chunky Soup. Its meaty goodness fuels the greatness of Saints fans everywhere. Try the delicious Chunky Chicken and Sausage Gumbo. Just visit your local supermarket and ask for Campbell's Chunky Soup, the hearty way to fuel your game, and the official soup of the New Orleans Saints.
The future is bright for your New Orleans Pelicans with the addition of all-star DeMarcus Cousins along with Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday. The time is now to become a Pelican season ticket holder. Those locking in their seats by Friday, March 31st will take advantage of the price freeze and also receive a food and beverage gift card worth up to $600. Call 504-525-HOOP or visit pelicans.com today and win the night.
Ochsner believes the best way to predict the future is to invent it. Here, our doctors and staff are changing lives day after day.
Every week, I'm operating on babies who are days old with hearts smaller than walnuts. We're giving these kids a life they wouldn't otherwise have, a chance to grow up.
Sometimes, cancer patients come who were told they were out of options. But Ochsner has the most clinical trials in the state. It's amazing to be able to give second chances.
We're always a step ahead. even with simple things, like getting you in to see a doctor today versus a week from now, so what you have doesn't become something bigger. It makes a difference.
Every day, Ochsner is creating a better future by looking forward and thinking differently to find life-changing solutions. That's healthcare with peace of mind. Appointments are available today. Call 866-OCHSNER or visit OCHSNER.org.
Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Well, yeah, and it's Wesley Wednesday on the Black and Blue Report.
Well, if it's Wednesday, it's David Wesley. Wesley Wednesday, as promised, the analyst for Fox Sports New Orleans, former NBAer, joins us here on the Black and Blue Report. David, good morning. Happy homecoming to you. I feel like, I know we only played two games on the road, but it sure seemed like a lot more than that.
It does certainly feel like a lot more. These road trips seem to be even longer than they really are. I mean, that's the fastest you can play a two-game road trip, and it felt like a 4 or 5 day road trip. But you know, that's the way towards the end of the season. That's how it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, there were some miles logged there, Los Angeles, and then Salt Lake City. So that may play into it. You know, the Pelicans do come home having split that road trip, David. Unfortunately, the game on Monday against the Utah Jazz kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And again, it's against a really good Utah team, but just even, heck, both the way both teams played, that was a hard way to kind of stumble home here for the Pels.
It was. And, you know, you're looking for improvement each night. You're looking for a better cohesiveness, a better rhythm. Certainly you're not thinking they're going to be world beaters yet. There's a lot of moving parts and trying to figure out this, that, and the other, but it just really seemed like Utah was almost handing that game off to the Pelicans, and all the Pelicans needed to do was just go take it. And, you know, I thought Crawford came in and gave that spark that I was looking for. I was looking for somebody to just get hot for a second, which would have probably made all the difference. And Crawford did that, but it just wasn't enough.
I think he had 19. How hard is that for a guy to join a team like that day and then go out there and score 19 like Jordan Crawford did for the Pelicans?
I think it's amazing, but you can only do that with a scorer's mentality, because he didn't really seem to worry about, I got to do this, I got to do that. I know one thing. I know how to go score. I know how to put the ball in the basket, and I don't care if I'm at the Y, NBA, overseas, D-League. I know how to go score. That's what I'm going to do. And he did just that.
Yeah, no doubt. Unfortunately, not many others could hit a shot. And Coach Gentry said that in his post-game visit with us on the radio, David. And that is, you know, you can't win if you don't hit shots. I know it sounds simplistic, but he's right on the money. I you know, obviously that and the turnovers didn't help. But why is this team struggling to hit shots right now?
Well, you know, if we go back to the beginning of the season, it was like that. They started getting into a really good rhythm. Then the trade happens, and since then, it's been more like the first eight games of the season. They've had some opportunities. They have dominant players. They have good talent. It's just not coming together. And when I say coming together, I mean parts of the game that they've been doing their whole lives, which is shooting the basketball. If you're a perimeter guy, you've been shooting and scoring and doing those things. If you get an open shot, you know, at this point, you almost have to make them. And for some reason, it's not quite there yet. And that's something I can't really put my finger on. You know, certainly you need better shooting on the perimeter. And hopefully there'll be some moves over the summer that get better shooting on the perimeter. But I think until then, this team is just going to kind of be right under the radar of where they should be.
You know, we had a meeting with Coach Gentry before the game on Monday, David, and I think that you asked him specifically about, you know, what he's learning about not only Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins playing together, but what he's learning now as a head coach over DeMarcus Cousins in these first 2 weeks. What were you able to take away from that conversation that helps provide some insight as we continue on here?
Well, obviously, we all like his talent. And we all like what he brings to the table. He may shoot too many threes at times, but there's no questioning his size, athleticism, his agility. When he's running down the middle of the floor, which I think he's at his best, his post up, his deep post. And, you know, he's a feisty player. I think all teams need somebody with a little edge to him, and I like his edge. Sure, it goes too far sometimes, but you kind of take that, you know, good with the bad kind of thing. I think when you have elite talent like DeMarcus, you know, it's like Draymond Green. You kind of take his what comes with him because he has talent and he plays the game the right way. And, you know, I think this is eventually going to work itself out with, like I said, better shooting on the perimeter. But to get those two guys on the same team talking about Cousins and Davis, you almost can't pass up that chance. And it really kind of gives you energy back on this team to where you're thinking, all right, now what? What do we do, and how do we make this all come together? I mean, you think about the games that they've lost. This is now 7 games, 1 without Cousins they won. They lost to Houston. They lost to OKC, San Antonio, and Utah. I mean, in the big scheme of things, those aren't terrible losses. So, you know, they kind of come out here and they've had some tough matchups, and while they're trying to find themselves, they've really, you know, they haven't had any real big chance to kind of get into rhythm, see some wins, and go like that. So, you know, just hopefully, you know, they can manage, continue to learn each other and get better towards the end of the season, and hopefully next year come in with a training camp and healthy bodies and really see what this team really has.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad you pointed that out. That's a great point about the teams that you've played since the All-Star break. That's pretty staggering. It doesn't get much easier tonight. Toronto's a playoff team in the East, and that's who the Pelicans will host at the Smoothie King Center. David, thoughts about tonight's game regarding the Pelicans and the Raptors?
Well, they've had some fall off since Lowry injured or had wrist surgery. Their numbers are somewhat down. DeRozan's numbers are up. DeRozan's up around 30 now, shooting a efficient percentage from the field, shooting better from three over there, 6 games since the All-Star break. Corey Joseph is doing a solid job backing up or replacing Kyle Lowry. I want to say in his 6 games starting, he's a plus 29. I don't get big into pluses and minuses, but I think that's a significant number. When he's on the court, the team is playing well. And they're going to be difficult. They know how to win. They haven't really taken very many steps. They're 4-2 since the All-Star break, so they haven't taken any steps back. Valanciunas played really well against them up there in Toronto. The Pelicans played Toronto well in overtime, and I think they lost by 2. So a good matchup for the Pelicans. Can they make enough shots? That's what it's going to come down to every single night. Can they make enough shots to win? Defense hasn't been completely awful. It's been awful at times. But offense. It's offense, 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 and taking care of the basketball.
David Wesley from Fox Sports New Orleans here with us on a Wesley Wednesday. David, I was watching a couple of things last night. You know, obviously we're all scoreboard watching right now, and two teams that the Pelicans needed to lose last night did not, and both of those games also had significant moments. First of all, regarding the Dallas Mavericks, who got a win last night, and that's one of those teams that's above the Pelicans in the standings. But last night, Dirk Nowitzki scored his 30,000th career point, becoming one of just 7 to do that. That's a milestone that I think, I mean, you want to talk about exclusive classes, that's pretty unique, being 1 of 6 to have 30,000 points. Pretty remarkable.
When you look at all the players that have come through this league, you have to have health, longevity, and elite talent. And he has all those things. He as a player, he gave me nightmares. How do you guard him? One of the first stretch bigs, taking it out the three-point line, very difficult to guard in pick and roll because while you're trying to guard the ball as a big, now you got to chase down a knockdown shooter. I remember a game back when I was with Houston. We were supposed to foul. We're up 3. We're supposed to foul, put him on the line. We didn't foul. He hits a 3. And I've seen it time after time where he has beat me or the team I'm on, just making incredible play after incredible play down the stretch. He has a championship, and now he's in that elite company of six to score 30,000. That's amazing, and that's awesome to see. And it's awesome to say that I played against him, and I'm very happy for him.
Yeah, and if I can make you feel a little bit better, David, you're not alone. He's done that to a lot of folks over the years. It's a long list. The other game last night was the Blazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And here I thought the Thunder would really help the Pelicans out last night and tag the Blazers with a loss. Russell Westbrook did his part. He had 58 points, but yet the Thunder lost. How in the heck does that happen?
Well, it might have something to do with him going 15 for 20 through the first part of the game and then going 6 for, I think, 18.
Oh.
Down the stretch of the game, he could not buy one. He had the shot to win or tie at the end, couldn't make that one. Then he ended up hitting a kind of a meaningless layup at the end. So needed that to go a different way, but, you know, that's the way this game is. You know, you get a guy with 58, you certainly think you have a good chance of winning, especially somebody like Westbrook, who when he scores well, when he plays well, they tend to win games. So you know, there's not going to be any help for the Pelicans. They got to help themselves, and right now they haven't been able to do that. And if you're counting on guys other to lose, you know, they're not going to help you in that way. So the climb is just going to get harder and harder until the Pelicans are able to turn some of these close games into wins.
No doubt, no doubt. Should be fun tonight. Good to be back at home. You're on the broadcast tonight with Joe Myers and Jen Hale. David, we'll see you just after 6:30 for pregame and, of course, tip-off at 7. Appreciate it, and I'm glad we got to talk Dirk Nowitzki today, obviously with someone like yourself who's actually been on the floor with him, which the only thing I've done is pass him the hallway. But, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan of Dirk, and, you know, it's a really good thing to see, and, I'm glad we got to talk about it.
Yep, indeed, indeed. There he goes, David West on a Wesley Wednesday. We'll continue on Black and Blue Report in just a moment.
You're at a dinner party. You're seated next to a loudmouth. Plus, there's no bread. Why is there no bread? Myrtle the family chow chow seems very interested in you. But you're allergic to Myrtle and you left your inhaler at home. But it doesn't have to be this way. Win the night with the New Orleans Pelicans facing off against the Houston Rockets Friday, March 17th. Bring your whole clan and celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the Pels. Visit pelicans.com for tickets and win the night.
Are you ready for a new challenge? Set your goal and go for it with the Smoothie King Change a Meal Challenge. Just change one meal a day with over 20 delicious meal replacement smoothies, all under 400 calories per 20-ounce cup, and sip your way to your goal weight. With flavors like pineapple mango, strawberry blueberry, dark chocolate banana, and more, it's easier than ever to reach for your goal. Take the Change a Meal Challenge, only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Take the challenge as part of a low-calorie diet and daily exercise program. Weight loss depends on individual needs.
The future is bright for your New Orleans Pelicans with the addition of all-star DeMarcus Cousins along with Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday. The time is now to become a Pelicans season ticket holder. Those locking in their seats by Friday, March 31st will take advantage of the price freeze and also receive a food and beverage gift card worth up to $600. Call 504-525-HOOP or visit pelicans.com today and win the night.
We all know Saints fans are humble, hardworking, likable, and the most devoted fans in the league. All of that takes energy. The energy you get from a warm bowl of Campbell's Chunky Soup. Its meaty goodness fuels the greatness of Saints fans everywhere. Try the delicious Chunky Chicken and Sausage Gumbo. Just visit your local Winn-Dixie and ask for Campbell's Chunky Soup. The hearty way to fuel your game. And the official soup of the New Orleans Saints.
It's Pelicans game day. This is the Black and Blue Report.
Great stuff from David Wesley today. Again, keep your eye on NewOrleansSaints.com. And, of course, the Black and Blue Report and both the team's two Twitter accounts is there's plenty to talk about here in the coming days, especially with the Pelicans at home tonight. And then, Daniel, as you mentioned, NFL free agency, which there'll be a lot to sort through. I've learned that now with so many outlets.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of pick and choose who you want to follow.
Yeah. It's just like the NBA trade deadline when people try to drop fake trades in as far as following. You got to make sure you follow the right people.
Absolutely. I mean, because, you know, I mean, obviously there's league-wide headlines like, you know, where's Tony Romo going to end up? What does Dallas do now as far as a backup quarterback? And, you know, and then, of course, you got to keep particular attention on the NFC South.
Yep.
So how that plays out. There hasn't been a whole lot of anything regarding the Panthers, Bucks, and Falcons here.
No. I don't think the Falcons have a lot of cap room.
Eerily quiet, yes. So we'll see how that plays out.
The biggest thing with the Bucks is the backup quarterback, Mike Glennon, talking about how much money he can make.
Well, that's an interesting study right there. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I've heard so far, though. You're right, though. The NFC South has been pretty quiet.
Indeed. We'll keep an eye on it. Anything that David said that jumped out at you?
Not really. I think it's been tough since the trade. But he mentioned, you know, the schedule. The schedule has not been easy, and you've talked about the ninth toughest schedule left remaining. But at some point, when you have guys like Cousins and Davis, I mean, you got to start stringing some wins together.
Yeah.
And in the Utah game, as he mentioned, was right in front of you. They were practically giving it away in both teams. It was we talked about on the air. It was tough to watch, and so hopefully the Pelicans can bounce back tonight against a Toronto team that they're trying to figure things out too, especially with Kyle Lowry out. The Serge Ibaka, you know, trade hasn't gone as well as they planned, thinking that would propel them to maybe fight with the Cavs for the one seed, but they're actually fighting for a 3 or 4 seed right now. They've dropped below Boston and Washington, so they've had a couple days, I believe, in Miami to practice. I think they had a game in Miami, practice a couple days. Practiced there yesterday, then flew to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be rested, but they have, as we mentioned in our first segment, have been pretty good without Kyle Lowry. But that's a big piece that you're missing right now.
Yeah. Speaking of rest, this is probably the last stretch where the Pelicans don't have it all packed in. They will get some practice time and a little bit of rest because you play tonight. Don't play again until Saturday, and then play on Tuesday. So Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday. After that, it's going to be pretty jammed up. Until April the 12th.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-back, and then you're home on Thursday, then a game on Friday.
That's right.
And then Sunday. Yeah, so
this is really it. This is a key little spot here as far as kind of getting yourself ready for the run. Anthony Davis bobblehead tonight, brought to you by Whitney Bank. First 8,000 fans. Tickets still available.
Yes.
Pelicans.com. Ticketmaster 2. And we'll see you at the old gymnasium tonight, the old Smoothie King Center. Not the old
Stop by outside the team shop. We'll be there at 6:30.
That's right. Pelicans warm-up will be broadcast outside there in the atrium, and we'll hope to see you there or on the radio. Don't forget television coverage tonight as well on Fox Sports New Orleans. Daniel, I'll see you a little bit later for tonight's game.
Can't wait.
All right, that'll do it for us on the Black and Blue Report this Wednesday. Tomorrow, we'll look in on NFL free agency and check out how that's going. Also, we'll be recapping tonight's Pelicans game and setting you up for the weekend, too. So until then, so long for just a while.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report, presented by ABC Insurance Agencies. A better choice for insurance. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at noon Central or at your convenience exclusively online at Pelicans.com and NewOrleansSaints.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.